This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, hour number three. And I must tell you, I do get great joy from time to time. As bad as things are going in this country, as horrible as the Biden administration is, as much as they've effed up this entire country and this entire economy and they're going to destroy us all, as much as I love sports and I love sports since the day I was born and my life's revolved around sports, I get just a joy. I click my heels over the crashing ratings of sports, because these idiots have even screwed that up. They haven't just screwed up Dr. Seuss and Dumbo and Pepe Le Pew. They haven't just screwed up Wayne Root being banned at Twitter. What they screwed up is the ratings for NFL and NBA and Major League Baseball. They've killed themselves. Oh, and the Grammys and the Emmys and the Academy Awards. There's nobody watching anymore except the small group of liberals who love themselves and think everything they say is great, but average everyday people are not watching anymore. Get woke, go broke. Ratings for the NBA All-Star Game Sunday night, which included a dunk contest, were down 24% from last year. Only 5.94 million viewers watched Sunday's game. 17.8 million, as example, tuned in Sunday night to watch Meghan Markle complain about her privileged life. How far has the NBA fallen since they became the woke, Black Lives Matter, anti-American kneeler league? In 1993, 22.9 million people watched the NBA All-Star game. Americans are fed up with politics and sports. They don't want to watch people who, you know, basically piss on their very customers. Here's a tweet from someone in the TV business. As with nearly every other sporting event of this year, TNT, TBS's coverage of the NBA All-Star Game dropped to a new all-time low, averaging 5.94 million viewers, down 18% year-over-year. Only a 2.4 in the 18 to 49 demo. That's the coveted demo. That's down 23%. And a 3.1 in households. That's down 24%. And the record high was in 1993 on NBC, 22.9 million watched it, and 14.3 million in the coveted 18 to 49 demo. Now they're only doing 2.4 in the 18 to 49 demo. The numbers are just incredible. People are just not watching sports, and they're just not watching the NBA at all anymore. The NBA's lost everything. And which is the league that's the most into Black Lives Matter? NBA. Who had the most things on their, you know, sayings on their jerseys, on their backs, on their courts? NBA. Which players are the most outspoken? NBA. And nobody wants to hear it anymore. No one wants to see it anymore. No one wants to watch it anymore. You killed yourselves. And speaking of all that, here's a story that's representative of what's happening in our country. The Democrats Congressional Campaign Committee's latest hire is a woman named Erica Joy Baker. She has a history of anti-law enforcement posts, including "I hate the police." Can you imagine not hiding someone like that? She expressed hatred for police officers, calls them a modern-day slave patrol, and they announced, the DCCC announced Monday, they hired Baker as the committee's chief technology officer. Erica Joy Baker will be the first ever chief technology officer at the DCCC, which is the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. Wow. And she'll serve as the first ever It's not like, oh man, look at her resume. No. She's black and she's disabled. So let's brag about her. Let's hire and tell the world because it's so impressive we hired a black disabled person. Come on, guys. All I care about is her resume. And if her resume is good, I'd love to hire a black or disabled or both person. Love to. But what is her resume? Her resume is she hates policemen. Who would hire someone who publicly says on Twitter they hate policemen? Wow. Here's one of her tweets from April of 16. She spells out the F word and says, F this institution founded on the capture and killing of black bodies, this modern-day slave patrol we call the police. And then months later, she said, I hate the police. She tweeted this. I hate the police. The institution of policing with its history of criminalizing and weaponizing blackness is a farce, and I hate it. And then weeks ago, after the January 6th riot, she said, I wonder if this will kick off an investigation into how deeply white nationalists have infiltrated the Capitol Police, which will spur similar investigations into other police departments. I sure hope it does. In October 2020, she insisted there's no such thing as good cops. She said, there is no line. They will lie about any and everything because there's no one to stop them. There are no good cops. The good cops, the ones who speak up, get pushed out. The bad ones, the ones who are silent about or complicit in bad behavior, get to keep their jobs. She's repeatedly called for defunding the police, a point of contention, even between establishment Democrats and far-left members like the Squad. She says here, we could say decrease the amount of money earmarked for police boondoggles, such as militarized gear, then use the money saved to pay for services that benefit communities in such a way that they need less policing. But it doesn't have the same ring as, quote, defund the police, unquote. Here's another one. There's another tweet from Erica Joy. It's wild that this much time is being spent discussing the words defund the police when those opposed to it could spend that time making their own slogan or maybe doing whatever it is they want to do about police. So perhaps that's meant to be our cue for us to debate him by sharing what defund the police means. Even if it's not our cue, every time someone brings up that Obama is against the slogan, it's still an opportunity to talk about the meaning of the slogan, defund the police. And then, hi, black woman in a black neighborhood here. Police don't protect us from anything, and I would much rather their salaries go to folks who can help those in need in my community. Please don't speak for us, and remember to capitalize the B in black in the future. Wow. It's hard to believe someone this radical could be named to a major executive role with a major Democrat organization in D.C. She's even used her social media platform to promote political violence against police. Here's a tweet from Erica Joy in September of 2020. If the cops kill me, the only way to sully my legacy is to not be out in the streets. If the cops kill me, burn every cop precinct to the ground. If the cops kill me, shut down the highways and throw the tear gas back at them when they try you. And then she has another sentence in there that's filled with curse words, and I'm not going to mention it. Unbelievable. Baker's hire follows the Democrat Congressional Committee hiring ex-gang member, Dijuan Tatro, who is described as the trigger man for Albany's original gangsta killer street gang, tapping him as the senior advisor of strategic outreach for the Democrat Congressional Committee's Diversity and Inclusion Department. He's another one with a history of controversial statements on police and protests. Now deleted social media posts show Tatro criticizing police officers in the wake of the January 6th riots, writing in one thread, the Capitol Police have a budget in excess of what it takes to police two major cities, and yet they couldn't secure 2 square miles. This is not a resource problem, it's a race problem, a power problem, an ideological problem. Then he says from 2000 to 2021, the Capitol Police budget went from 115 to 500 million. If anything, Wednesday's events are an argument to defund the police. More and more money the Capitol Police over 20 years didn't prevent a mob from taking the Capitol. The answer to white supremacists storming the Capitol is to not give more money to a different group of white supremacists whose job it is to uphold white supremacy. Wow. You can't believe this stuff. This is the official executives with the DCCC, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. Aren't you proud? And I told you I'd dig into this. A record number of migrant children sitting in Biden's Border Patrol cages. As of Monday, over 3,200 unaccompanied minors were reported in Border Patrol facilities, with nearly half being held beyond the legal three-day limit, according to CBS News, which added the Office of Refugee Resettlement only has around 500 beds available near the southern border to handle the influx of children. According to documents obtained by CBS News, nearly 1,400 unaccompanied minors have been held in Customs and Border Patrol protection facilities for more than 3 days as of Monday. Nearly 170 of these unaccompanied children are under the age of 13. Oh, their parents must really love them. I love when Democrats say, this is about love. Their parents love them. Can you imagine sending your child under the age of 13 alone to the border where you know all the women are raped all the way up the journey through Mexico? Rape, 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 rape. You're just going to send an innocent little girl up that journey, and I'm sure they rape the little boys just as much. It's unbelievable. According to one former Department of Homeland Security official, the number of children in Border Control custody is the highest in the history of the agency. Last week, President Biden was briefed on the need for 20,000 beds to handle the influx of child migrants along the U.S.-Mexico border. A leaked document revealed that administration is being overwhelmed by child migrants. Border Patrol stations, which migrants have dubbed dog kennels and ice boxes, have cinder block cells meant to temporarily hold adults, but they're holding unaccompanied children in a large soft-sided facility in South Texas. It's unbelievable to me. Number one, what he's done. The refugee office is housing over 8,100 migrant children. According to documents, there is an escalating humanitarian, logistical, and political crisis facing Biden at the U.S.-Mexico border. What Biden has done is destroying this nation, and he's putting kids in cages, too, and that's okay. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, one of my favorite new websites, by the way, they're not an advertiser or anything like that, and they don't pay me to say it. It's just my new, one of my new favorite sites to look up great stuff. You know I love Gateway Pundit. You know I love Breitbart. You know I love Western Journal. You know that I love Zero Hedge. Of course, I look it on Fox News, but there's a new site called Populous Press that I just found about 3 weeks ago, and I just love it. And there's a giant picture of Biden on the cover, and it says, worst yet, Biden forgets everything during speech. Half the nation worried Biden not physically and mentally up to the job. And, of course, if you click on that little speech, you will actually see the speech. And you'll see him forget the Secretary of Defense's name. He'll forget the name of the Pentagon. And there's quite a few other things in that speech that should scare the bejesus out of you. It's very scary times for the United States of America because a man is running the country who no longer knows what he's doing, who has lost his mental faculties. And it'd be like trying to, you know, for me to host this radio show. So let's see, I'm 59 years old. So how about 40 years from now when I'm 99? Yeah, I'd be like Larry King. I'll look like Larry King. 40 years from now, I'll be hosting this show, and I won't be able to remember my name. And I'll mix up my sister with my wife, and they'll say, it's time to get rid of Wayne Root. It's time to pull Wayne off the stage. And it will be. There's a reason why airline pilots have to retire at 65 years old. There's a reason. And some of them are probably in great shape, but you can't take the chance of letting people fly airplanes. You would never let Biden fly an airplane. So certainly you wouldn't want, but you'd run off the plane or you'd literally attack the cockpit if they said we're taking off with Joe Biden and your family, your kids are on the plane. You'd turn into a terrorist. You'd have to attack the cockpit. You couldn't let him take off. So how do you let him run the country? Incredible. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. You think?
Our immune system is facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. Now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus liquid vitamin D complex, plus premium probiotic formula and natural immune support. This bundle of products handpicked specifically by me for you at 50% off. These products making a dramatic difference in my personal health. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. And use the promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. 50% off, as in 50, as in half off. 888-910-0341, toll free, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. Tell them WAR sent you. That's 50% off. I keep telling you, the WAR is on the border. You know, I'm the guy who wrote the communist takeover of America. Obama's the president, not Biden. We'll call him O'Biden. And the border is where Cloward Piven plan is taking place. Let everybody in and totally change the nation and make it foreign to Americans. Here's the Florida Attorney General, Ashley Moody. My frustration has boiled over. She's suing the Biden administration over the release of criminal aliens. Moody said the Biden administration's egregious immigration policies violate federal law and put Americans in danger. She will hold the Biden administration accountable for thumbing its nose to its responsibilities under federal law regarding the handling of illegal aliens. You know I've been speaking for weeks now, the Attorney General says, and alerting Americans to the fact the administration is thumbing its nose at its responsibilities under federal law. It's required to deport criminal aliens that are here illegally, and it is just saying we're not going to do it anymore. First, they canceled Operation Talon, which targeted sex offenders here in the United States illegally, and now they've released guidance, which is basically releasing into our streets serious criminal offenders. They're canceling retainers, requiring our law enforcement leaders to release them back into our state. This includes heroin traffickers, people that are breaking into homes with the use of a firearm, felonies. I mean, it's unbelievable. The folks that aren't law enforcement leaders are required to release. My frustration has boiled over, and we're going to hold them accountable in federal court. It's a sad time in the history of America, folks. A very, very, very sad time. Our nation is under attack. And an Arizona border agent says illegal immigration has already surpassed 2018, on track to top the past 3 years combined. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. They're going to come by the millions as word gets out that America is open and there are no borders. They're all going to come. Up next, by the way, Carrie Lake will be with us. Very famous gal in the Phoenix area, longtime Phoenix news anchor at Fox 10, who's left the station after 22 years because of the prejudice and biased and liberalism of journalism. She couldn't do it anymore. Anchorwoman from Phoenix, Carrie Lake, right here with Wayne Root up next.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
WAR now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two jurors are now seated in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He was the one caught on video last year holding down George Floyd until he stopped breathing. One juror said he hasn't seen the video, while the other said she's watched it once. The White House is continuing to say there is not a crisis at the southern border, as many Republicans allege. White House spokesman Jen Psaki also not confirming the number of unaccompanied migrant children who have been detained in recent weeks.
There is an increase that there are more children coming across the border than we have facilities for at this point in time. Those numbers are tracked by the Department of Homeland Security.
Stocks ending Tuesday on an up note, the Dow finishing up 31 points to close at 31,833. The S&P rising 54 to close at 38.75. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warriors with you, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show, the War Raw Pop. Days a week. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the weekend edition where I play Casey Kasem and give you my top 10 of the most outrageous, salacious, and conservative, controversial stories of the week for conservatives and libertarians and patriots and Trumpers and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out all my War Raw podcasts right now, anywhere that you download podcasts, you could find them, iHeart, Apple, Spotify, iTunes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll find War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Our guest is Carrie Lake, a longtime Phoenix news anchor. I've always heard great things about her. She was at Fox 10 in Phoenix, Arizona. She's left the station after 22 years, and she's with us right now. Carrie, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Wayne. I'm so excited.
So explain this story. I'm assuming here you took a stand because you were trying to be politically incorrect, and the media is now so politically correct that you can't ever say what you want, and they're so biased, and they're so liberal, and they're so over-the-top prejudiced against conservatives and patriots, etc. You took a stand, and you decided to just walk away from your career. Is that the gist of the story?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you didn't maybe do it as calm and graceful as I did. More honest, probably.
I'm not known as calm or graceful.
I tried to use a tiny bit more grace, but I love how you put it. It was straight to the point right there.
You're obviously more diplomatic than me.
A little bit more diplomatic, yes. I've been doing this for a long time, and it's just gotten progressively harder in the past few years. I didn't think it was news that the news has kind of changed quite a bit. I think that's pretty obvious, but the response I got, I put a video out basically wanting to tell the viewers who've been so loyal over, you know, more than 20 years. I've actually been in Phoenix since 94. I just wanted to let them know that I was leaving and that I just personally was having a hard time doing the news the way the news and media had changed. And I, you know, saying this, I'm so thankful to Fox for hiring me and giving me some amazing opportunities, but media in general has changed so much, and I was no longer comfortable doing it. It just, you know, when you're doing a job that you don't feel good about doing, at the end of the day, it's really hard. And, you know, after talking to my husband, and we decided that maybe it was time I just try to find something else. It's hard to change the media when you're just one person.
Would it surprise you to hear that I was banned for life by Twitter? I had over 153,000 fans, and just about a month ago got banned for Twitter by life. And by the way, they never told me I was banned. I went to put out a tweet, and suddenly it said, "You're not here anymore." And suddenly many people started texting me and saying, "Wayne, you're not on Twitter. It says zero followers, and this person doesn't exist anymore." And they've never to this day told me what I did wrong. I had no way of correcting it because I have no idea what I did wrong. Would that surprise you at all?
No, I mean, people are being canceled. The way you just worded it, you don't exist anymore. I think there's an effort for a certain type of people, the technocrats out there want certain types of people to just go away, erase them. And as we move more towards living our lives, unfortunately, oftentimes on social media, if you're erased on social media, you do feel like you don't exist in that realm. I mean, the good news is there is a real life outside of social media, and maybe you're exploring that more. But for what you do, it's important to have a voice on social media.
Censorship
has just gone to record levels. And what really surprises me is when I've stood out and spoken up about censorship and talked about it on my social media pages, there have been journalists out there who have kind of, I don't want to say attacked me, that's a strong word, they've fought back and basically are okay with the censorship, which to me is rather shocking that any journalist would be okay with censorship.
Well, you know, there's a New York Times journalist named Charles Blow. I'm sure you've seen the name before. He's African-American, mm-hmm. very liberal, writes in the New York Times.
And he was completely casual the other day in the column I read about the fact that it's okay that they canceled Dr. Seuss and they're canceling Dumbo and they're canceling Pepe Le Pew. He was actually writing so nonchalantly that they deserve to be canceled. They're all, you know, racist and they're committing the worst crime in the world, which is to brainwash young children into accepting racism. And I'm like, I've read all these things or I've watched these cartoons and it never occurred to me there's any racism. I don't even know what they're talking about. It's absurd. These are people that see racism behind every rock, and it's not there behind every rock. Mm-hmm. In my whole life, I grew up in an all-black neighborhood. I was the only white kid, Jewish kid, in an all-black middle school, all-black high school, and it never occurred to me I was supposed to hate someone because of the color of their skin. I don't even know what these people are talking about. It's bizarre.
Well, we saw it over the summer when all of the statues were coming down, and we're talking people were talking.
Abe Lincoln.
They tore the statue of the elk in Portland. There's an elk statue, and I'm like, what did the elk do wrong?
Did they ever say what the elk did wrong?
I don't know. I think they just got out of control. They were starting to tear down statues, and they said, let's go for the elk. Maybe the elk said something wrong and got canceled. But I think a lot of people woke up when they saw that happening. But for those who didn't, canceling Dr. Seuss, canceling Dumbo, that is now, if you're not waking up with this, I don't know, you're forever in a deep sleep. But I think two sides of
society. I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. I'm just going to say Abraham Lincoln. I mean, what are your thoughts? How could you cancel Abraham Lincoln? Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. What's racist about a man who eventually died because he freed the slaves? How is that a bad thing? I don't get it.
I don't either. I mean, I was just horrified watching it and watching these statues come down. But now the Dr. Seuss thing, so maybe it's a good thing. Maybe this will wake more people up. Because it seems to me we have half of society, which is in that woke culture, and then we have a big section that's awake, and then we have some people in the middle that are kind of in a deep, deep trance. We need to get the people in the deep trance to wake up a bit. And see what's happening. Because it's frightening.
The only thing I can think of is that the fact that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves is unimportant compared to the fact that he was a Republican. Maybe that's why they're pulling down the statues. Abe Lincoln was a Republican, right? He was the first big Republican president. And so they must be angry at him for being a Republican. I don't know. But let me tell you a little news story of my own and see what you think about it. So in the past year, three times, there's a nationally syndicated radio show, but I'm the dominant afternoon drive radio host in Las Vegas, Nevada. And three times in the last year, Carrie, and we're talking to Carrie Lake, a longtime Phoenix anchor person at Fox 10 in Phoenix, Arizona, who left the station after 22 years, and it's a principled stand, and I really appreciate what you did, Carrie, and we love you for it. And I had three events that were either pro-Trump or reopen the economy, you know, stop the lockdowns. And none of them were radical. There was never any violence. There was never ever going to be violence. I don't preach violence, and there's nothing radical about my views. I want lower taxes and pro-business. Gee, I'm a terrible person. And I call these events. I call these events, and each one of them, I got 5,000 to 10,000 people showed up. Outside of Donald Trump himself, no one in Vegas can get 10,000 people but Wayne Root. So I call my event and I get 10,000 people, and that night on the news, nobody covers it. Like it never happened. Now, if you're not telling me that is absolute, the most incredible Soviet Union-era censorship I've ever heard in my life, or a couple of them, you know, a couple times, maybe out of five stations, one of them covered it, but they never mentioned my name. They just said, there was an event on the Strip today. You mean you didn't know it was Wayne Root's event? And then another one would say, there were several hundred cars. We had 2,500 cars at one event, and they don't think it's a big deal. And meanwhile, Biden came to town. In the middle of all this, Biden comes to town while he's running for president, and he had eight people. Eight! And I had thousands, and they didn't think to mention it, Carrie. What do you think of a news media that doesn't bother to mention thousands of people taking over the Vegas Strip for 3 hours?
Well, you know, I kind of talked about that, about the balance, and people will say, well, what was it? Was there stories that you had to cover? And I said, it's really when you look at the media, it's what they're not covering.
Right.
You know, it's not always the stories they are covering. I noticed when COVID hit, and this is a, you know, indictment of the media in general. If you had an hour's worth of news, it was 40 minutes worth of COVID, and it was the scariest stories. It was the, and I'm not denying COVID was terrible.
COVID's bad. We all agree it's bad. Right.
Lives.
Right.
But there was no appetite to cover any of the stories, say, you know, remember the doctors who stood on the steps of the Supreme Court? They had all treated hundreds of patients.
Right.
They had talked about some therapeutics that were working.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That was one of them. Yeah, there were some other ideas that they had wanted to share as well. But the cancel mob's insistence that certain COVID-related stories not be told, you couldn't even whisper about them, and you couldn't listen to certain doctors who had treated patients, but
right.
you could listen to other doctors who hadn't treated patients, it just didn't make sense. And
there's no alternative viewpoint allowed.
That I was contributing. Yeah, and I felt I was contributing to the fear, you know, just a growing fear in the country.
You know, I knew I was in trouble.
It didn't sit well.
I knew I was in trouble, Carrie, at Twitter, because back in December, I was suspended. Actually, it was November. I'm sorry. It was the week before the election. I was suspended for a week, and I was suspended because I tweeted out, lockdowns don't work. They've never worked. People will get sick. People will still die, but you'll bankrupt everyone and close every restaurant and destroy every business owner. How does that make sense? And they said, suspended for 7 days, misleading medical information. You just can't believe what's going on in this country, Carrie. The alternate viewpoint is not allowed to be presented. So I agree with you. I'm not telling the media to be pro-conservative. I'm not telling them to be pro-Trump. Just show both sides. But they won't do it.
Exactly.
Carrie, the music's on. We got to run. You know how radio goes. It goes fast. And we got a news break, so we got to run. Carrie Lake, longtime Phoenix anchorwoman and a very brave soul who took a courageous stand and left her career after 22 years in the Phoenix Fox 10 station. Carrie, I wish you great luck in the future. God bless you. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered. Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior's with you. These people are all crazy, these liberal whack jobs. They're all communists. Don't you see? This is what they've got in common with communists, which is how you know they're communists. They hate dissent. They can't stand anybody who thinks differently than them, and they want to block it. So far, my book is still out there for sale, Trump Rules. Make sure you grab a copy. It is not a political book, by the way. I've written lots of political books, a lot of political bestsellers. But this one is 292 pages of business advice, how to be the best you could possibly be in business. It's the winner's guide to business and personal success. My top 10 Trump rules and 13 ancillary rules on how to be a winner in business and life. And anybody who thinks Trump isn't a winner is kidding themselves. He's the leader of the Republican Party. He got 11 million more votes than last time. And most votes of any sitting president in history, most votes of any Republican in history. And every poll now shows that about 80 to 85% of Republicans consider him the leader of the party and want future candidates to be more like Trump. So, gee, that's a loser, isn't it? The guy's amazing. And he's been amazing in all the success he's had in the business world as well and all the comebacks and the failures. And failures are part of life. I wrote a book called The Joy of Failure. I wrote another book called The Power of Relentless. They were all about overcoming failure. You're going to face failure in business. Trump is the greatest example ever of someone who's failed many times and always comes back bigger than ever before. A little housekeeping. First of all, if you're in Las Vegas on my flagship station, KBET, the home of the great Edward Stolz, the owner, the operator, the founder of KBET. Love you, Ed. Thanks for all you've done for my career. Stay tuned for hour number four. The rest of the country, this is our last segment. We only have about 6-7 minutes to go, but in Las Vegas, one more hour to go on KBET. We now have the 6 to 7 o'clock hour. If you want to reach me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from every single one of you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. You could find me at Parler. I'm no longer Twitter. I'm banned for life, but I'm at Parler. @RealWayneRoot. @RealWayneRoot. And I've got my War Raw Daily podcast available anywhere you download podcasts, including iHeartRadio's app. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We got a podcast every day of the week. Some news stories. I never got to the Arizona
border agent story. Illegal immigration has already surpassed 2018, on track to top the past 3 years combined. John Modlin, the interim chief patrol agent for the Border Patrol's Tucson sector, suggests that illegal border crossings in his area are on the rise in a recent interview. Right now, we're 100% over where we were this time this last fiscal year. We've already surpassed in the first 4 months of this fiscal year, we're already surpassed all of 2018. If the flow continues at the rate it is here, by the end of this fiscal year, we'll have surpassed 18, 19, and 20 all combined. Further, he said, in just the last 4 months, border officials have intercepted and expelled more than 296,000 illegal border crossers. Most people crossing the border illegally in the Tucson area are coming by themselves, he said. The Biden administration abolished the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy, which forced migrants to stay in Mexico while waiting for legal proceedings. And the new administration is now trying to grant asylum to 25,000 migrants who are in Mexico under that policy. And as a result of this reversal, there's concern there will be an increase of illegals residing in border towns. Really? You think? Many migrants are optimistic that Biden's new immigration policies will allow them to come to the United States. You think? You think maybe they're all excited, salivating? You think? One group in particular was photographed wearing T-shirts that said, "Biden, please let us in." This was at the Mexico-California border, at the San Ysidro crossing. So it's really just incredible that this is all happening in the United States of America. Who gave Biden the right by himself? Who gave the old man with dementia the right to decide we're opening our borders and letting everyone in the United States of America? That's why they stole the election. That's it right there. Jen Psaki, a spokesman, refuses to confirm the record number of kids in cages during the Biden presidency. He puts them in cages, and they say it's okay. And here's Trump's response. Sounds like mine. Our country is being destroyed at the southern border. You know what nobody but me has the balls to say? Someone needs to check the offshore bank accounts of Joe Biden and his family, because I'm telling you, they've been paid billions by the Mexican drug cartel. I mean, how stupid would you have to be? Who is the number one beneficiary of an open border? The Mexican drug cartel. They must have paid off Biden and his family. Who wants this? Who in their right mind would want this? Who in their right mind wants millions coming across the border? Well, the Democrat Party wants it because it gets them voters. But the Mexican drug cartel is going to make billions and billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions on this. And who hurt the Mexican drug cartel? Donald Trump's policies killed them. Killed their business. Who knows how much they lost in 4 years of Trump? Can you imagine what they're now going to make in 4 years of Biden? Don't you understand what this is about? The Mexican drug cartel needed Biden to be elected. Biden is flooding the United States with COVID-infected illegal aliens. It doesn't make sense that anyone would do this unless you're getting paid billions as a finder's fee in an offshore bank account. Your family is set for life with Mexican drug cartel money and Chinese Communist Party money. I'm a smart guy. I grew up in a mafia neighborhood. I'm telling you what's happening. Biden's on the take from the Mexican drug cartel.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.